Cuba says the total lifting of the U.S. economic blockade and respect for the Caribbean island nation's sovereignty are crucial in the normalization of ties between the two countries.
I emphasize that the total lifting of the blockade, the return of the legally occupied territory of Guantanamo, as well as the full respect for the Cuban sovereignty and the compensation to our people for human and economic damages are crucial to be able to move towards the normalization of relations.
The Cuban foreign minister made the call during a joint press conference with his U.S. counterpart in Washington. Bruno Rodriguez noted that differences between the U.S. and Cuban governments can be removed through mutual respect. Cuba and the U.S. formally restored diplomatic ties by reopening their embassies. John Kerry, on his part, hailed the normalization of ties as historic, but warned that a long and complex road ahead remains to full ties with Havana. Kerry also rejected calls to return what Cuba calls the illegally occupied territory of Guantanamo. Earlier, the Cuban flag was raised at the newly opened embassy in Washington. However, Washington said a flag will not be raised at the American embassy in Havana until Kerry pays a visit there in August. Layar Sasti, who is an expert in Latin American politics, says the U.S. and Cuba have to make further concessions in order to expand bilateral ties, and there are still important commercial obstacles that need to be addressed.
We should consider this move of opening up the embassy as mostly a symbolic one. But there are very important issues that have to be addressed for the relationship to move forward. Especially the trade embargo issue is a very important stumbling block in improvement of the relation. And since the U.S. Congress is required its vote not to lift the embargo, it's very difficult, or it's going to be very difficult for the U.S. government, the executive, for the State Department, to get the support of this Congress, at least U.S. Congress, which is dominated by the Republican Party. Unless, of course, Cuba makes some important moves in terms of political democratization, opening of the political system, etc. So it doesn't mean that the relationship is going to be it's not going to move forward, but it's going to require in the long term some tough horse trading, so to speak. Cuba will have to make some concessions. The United States probably is going to make concessions of its own, so that the process can move forward, although perhaps at a snail pace.